So what's your story about? If you're anything like me, you trip over this question. You find it hard to sum up your story in an elevator pitch. That's because it's the wrong question to ask. In today's episode of Writer Unleashed, I'll give you three questions to help you get clear on not only what your story is about, but why your story matters. Stay tuned. Writer Unleashed is for you, a writer who has a story you want to bring onto the page and into the hearts and minds of readers. I'm Nancy Panuccio, writer, editor, and writing coach, and each week we'll explore techniques, mindsets, and inspiration for writing stories readers can't put down. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let's begin. So what's your story about? I always struggle to answer this because what people are really asking is what's the plot? What happens? And to sum up a story's aboutness in terms of what happens feels reductive to me. It doesn't do my story any justice. It sounds shallow. And I'm always disappointed in my answer because I feel like it diminishes my story. And that's because so much of what our work's about is beneath the surface. It's felt rather than explained. It goes far deeper than plot. Our story's aboutness has to do with our own relationship to our material. It's the story inside the story. But if we don't get a handle on what our story is about, we lose focus. We end up revising in circles, spinning out in this perpetual chaos of scenes and characters and extraneous details without ever finding our anchor. As we get more and more clear on what we're writing about, the work becomes elegant and efficient. It becomes easier to revise, easier to trim the fat, to select and refine the most potent details, and ultimately to shape the story so all its elements coalesce into a unified whole. So the question, what is your story about, is the wrong question because it requires asking other deeper questions that need to be explored during every stage of the drafting process. So here are three questions to ask as you write and as you revise. Now, if you have a draft in progress, these are questions that will help you have more clarity about your story. And if you don't have a work in progress, no worries. These questions will lead you to a new story. So on to the questions. What's the essential question your story asks? We writers are an introspective bunch. We deal with essential questions or obsessions that fascinate us, even haunt us over the course of our lifetime, over the course of our writing career. Maybe we're forever trying to understand the impact our father's alcoholism has had on us, or we're trying to find reconciliation with a dead sibling. Maybe we're seeking redemption from a past transgression, or we're writing to heal from some devastating loss, a loss of a child or a loss of a spouse, or maybe we're trying to make sense of injustice. We all have our own deeply embedded obsessions, and these obsessions haunt us throughout our lives, even if we try to suppress them, even if we try to write against those obsessions, they keep bobbing to the surface. They refuse to let us go. We don't really have a choice in what we write about. Whether we're conscious of it or not, everything we write revolves around our essential questions. Questions about ourselves, about our past, our life experiences, questions about people we love, questions about people we fear, questions about how the world operates, about right and wrong, questions that demand to be looked at over and over again, ever more deeply, from different angles. This evolving question becomes the heart of your story. It's aboutness. Think of your story as a wheel. The heart of your story, or the question it invites, is the hub. Your story moves around the circumference, then down one of the spokes to touch the hub, then back to the circumference. And each time you're touching the hub again and again from different points. And your reader participates until every spoke leads to the hub, until the wheel, or the story, is whole. All the spokes move outward, but they all touch back to the hub, the essential question, which is what your story is essentially about. So question one, what is the essential question your story asks? Question number two, why does this story matter to you? Explore your relationship to your material. What are you trying to understand or come to terms with through this piece of writing? If you're writing a memoir, what are you trying to understand about what happened in your past? How are you implicated in your own story? Or if you're writing fiction, what's your character's part in the story's action? Katherine Harrison wrote the memoir, The Kiss, and it was about her incestuous affair with her father, who was absent for most of her life and who she reunited with when she was 20. Now, she didn't write this story to out her father. She wrote it to understand what led her to have the affair in the first place. She had to understand her part in what happened. And that's what mattered to her. That was the driving force. Now, what's fascinating about her story is that what she discovered through the writing of the story is that it was ultimately about her relationship with her mother, not her father with whom she had the affair. So how can you apply this to fictional characters? This is where the write what you know comes into play. Our fictional characters are ideally extensions of ourselves. We have to become our characters in order to empathize with their situation. Your characters can be surrogates for the private, hidden aspects of yourself, the scared, courageous, brazen, broken, heroic parts, all those hidden aspects that might go unexpressed in your public life. So what about this character or this situation fascinates you? How can you relate to the character and funnel some of your own emotional truths into this story? Okay, so question one, what's the essential question your story is asking? And question two, why does this story matter to you, the author? And question number three, what's the emotional journey? Okay, so let's go back to plot for a minute. Plot is just as important in memoir as it is in fiction, okay? The only difference is that in fiction, plot is invented. In memoir, plot is discovered, but both need structure and shape. So let's break this down. Let's talk about the horizontal plot and the vertical plot. The horizontal plot is what happens. It's the sequence of events. This happened, then this happened, and so on. There's a causal relationship. The vertical plot is the emotional movement. It's your character's reaction to what's happening. It's the internal journey. Both the horizontal and vertical plots intersect. So going back to Katherine Harrison's memoir, The Kiss, she has an affair with her long-lost father, but what motivates her to carry on this affair is her troubled relationship with her emotionally distant and neglectful mother, who spends much of her time either out somewhere or sleeping during the day. So while the horizontal plot traces the affair with her father and focuses on that, the vertical plot explores her troubled relationship with her mother. And she uses imagery and details to convey her feelings of not feeling seen by her mother, who's often in bed sleeping. So in one scene, for example, she describes a new litter of kittens who are sleeping, and they're too young yet to keep their eyes open. And one by one, she yanks those eyes open because she can't bear the feeling of being unseen. So this is what motivates her affair, ultimately. And let's take Lolita as another example. So Humbert has an affair with 12-year-old Lita, but what motivates him, he's not motivated by sex. He's motivated by trying to recapture his childhood sweetheart, who I'm assuming was about probably this, he was the same age as Lolita, and Annabelle was his childhood friend and his first love that he fell in love with. But Annabelle died as a child, and so this love was interrupted by her premature death. She died of typhus. So the story is really about his attempt to recapture that love. Okay, so if it was just a story about a pedophile, our reaction would be, so what? And if Catherine Harrison's memoir, The Kiss, was just about her incestuous affair with her father, we'd again say, well, so what? So here's the thing. Readers don't really care about what happens in your story. Not so much. The thing that they really care about, the thing that they're really interested in, is who it happens to and why. So here's what I want you to do next. Think of a memory that to this day still haunts you. Write it down, and through the writing, try to discover why it has such power. Or write a short paragraph about a secret you've never told anyone. You know, secrets are corrosive. We have to unload them. So think about a secret you've never told anyone, maybe except your therapist, but a secret that you've never divulged to anyone. Now, this is for your eyes only. Remember, nobody ever has to read this, so just write it for yourself and explore your relationship to this. Now, the purpose of these writing prompts are to uncover what matters to you, what your essential questions are, and to write where the energy is, and discover what it is you're writing about. So keep these questions in mind. 1, what's the essential question? 2, why does this matter to you? And 3, what's the emotional journey? Keep writing, and I'll see you next week, same place, same time. A shout out to all new listeners. If you haven't subscribed yet, come on board. I come to you jam-packed with writing tips and techniques once a week. Make sure you've subscribed if you haven't done so yet. And for more writing resources, visit me at nancypanuccio.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.